HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Veteran Congress leader Mallikarjun Khurge's candidacy for the Congress presidential polls has received the backing of many of his party colleagues after his meeting with Sonia Gandhi late on Thursday night generated buzz that he would be a front-runner in the race. The Rajya Sabha MP's candidature has been revealed at a time when Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot dropped out of the contest. Former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Digvijay Singh also said on Friday that he would not contest the crucial polls, a day after confirming his candidacy. "I told him that I stand by him and can't even think of contesting against him. I will be his proposer," Digvijay Singh said after meeting with Khurge at his residence. "I have worked for the Congress all my life till now, and I will continue doing so. I don't compromise on three things: standing for the Dalit, tribals and poor, fighting against those who disturb communal harmony, and my commitment to Congress and Nehru Gandhi family," he was further quoted as telling reporters by news agency ANI. Ashok Gehlot, who was prompted to apologize to the top party leadership for the revolt of his loyalists over speculation that Sachin Pilot may succeed him, has said he would be a proposer for Khurge. Applying for visa stamp at a US consulate or embassy abroad for activation of H-1B status could soon be a thing of past after a presidential commission on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders unanimously approved a recommendation for the provision of stamping of H-1B visas inside the US. If accepted by US President Joe Biden, the move will come a big relief to tens of thousands of foreign professionals, particularly from India. The H-1B visa is a non-immigrant visa that allows U.S. companies to employ foreign workers in specialty occupations that require theoretical or technical expertise. American technology companies heavily depend on H-1B visa to hire thousands of employees every year from countries like India and China. The recommendation was approved during a meeting of President's Advisory Commission on Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islander at the White House on Wednesday. The commission met to discuss full-on draft recommendations by the six subcommittees on ways to advance equity, justice, and opportunity for Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities. A recommendation was moved by Indian American Ajay Jain Bhutoria, a member of the commission. A Mumbai-based petrochemical trading firm is among entities sanctioned by the US for being part of a global network of companies allegedly involved in selling Iranian petroleum products worth hundreds of millions of dollars to end users in South and East Asia. This is the first time that an India-based entity has been sanctioned by the US for involvement in dealing with Iranian petroleum products. Iran was among India's top three energy suppliers till May 2019, when the country stopped purchasing Iranian crude due to the threat of secondary sanctions by the US. The US Treasury Department said on Thursday that Tibalaji Petrochem Private Limited purchased millions of dollars worth of trillions brokered petrochemical products, including methanol and base oil, for onward shipment to China. Trillions is a Hong Kong-based broker with branches in Iran, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, China, and Germany that was sanctioned by the US in 2020 for providing financial and technological support to the National Iranian Oil Company, NIOC. The look of the national emblem cast atop the new parliament building does not violate the State Emblem of India, Prohibition of Improper Use Act, the Supreme Court said on Friday, dismissing a plea that said it was unlike the Lion Capital in Sarnath. "It all depends on how you look at it," said a bench of justices Mr. Shah and Krishna Murari. "It cannot be said that the State Emblem of India installed in the Central Vista project is in violation of the State Emblem of India, Prohibition of Improper Use, Act, 2005. Lawyers Aldanish Rain and Ramesh Kumar Mishra moved the court, saying the lions were designed to be ferocious and aggressive and the motto Satyam Jayate was missing from the emblem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 9,500 kilograms bronze structure in July. Opposition leaders said the 6.5-meter-high structure showed lions with bared fangs, unlike the Lion Capital in Sarnath, which comprises four Asiatic lions standing back-to-back and was adopted as India's official emblem in 1950. The Congress called the deviation in the design an insult to the emblem. Sunil Deor and Romeo Moses, who designed the emblem, maintained there is no deviation in design and that there may be very minor differences. The Pakistan International Airlines has sent an internal instruction memo to the cabin crew instructing them to be dressed properly, which includes wearing proper undergarments, Pakistani media reported. The poor dressing of the cabin crew is leaving a bad impression and portraying a negative image about the airlines, the memo said, as quoted by JioTV, which also called the undergarments order strange. The JioTV claimed to be in possession of the instruction memo, which said, "It has been observed with great concern that a few cabin crew tend to dress casually while traveling intercity, staying in hotels and visiting various offices. Such dressing leaves a poor impression on the viewer and portrays a negative image of not only the individual but also of the organization. The cabin crew has to dress properly in formal plain clothes over proper undergarments," it said. "The clothing should also be in accordance with Pakistan's culture and national morals," the guideline reportedly said. Pakistani media reported that Pakistan's Aviation and Railway Minister Khwaja Saad Rafiq held a meeting with the PR officials to improve the service of the national carrier. The minister instructed to make the in-flight entertainment system functional for the passengers as soon as possible.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.